Bloody fool!
Viscount Dudley rounded on his son with all the ferocity of a lion. What do you mean you let her attend Lady Lockhart's ball without you? Stuart flinched and curled his lips into a pout. It's not as if I had a choice, he whined.
Imbecile! It's bad enough Pembury took off to Italy a mere month before the marriage, but he left Lady Jenna to her own devices. Silly chit has no business flitting about London. It's unseemly.
He studied his son and thought for the 100th time since his birth what a complete waste of seed he was. But Stuart was the only heir he had, thanks to his incompetent wife. Now that she was dead, he could focus solely on the task at hand. He must get that locket back from Pembury's daughter. This task should have been taken care of years earlier, but the Earl had insisted that Jenna not wed before her 21st birthday. Ridiculous condition, the chit was beyond the normal marriageable age. But no amount of persuasion had swayed the Earl to let the marriage occur before now, and he'd feared if he'd pressed further the Earl would have backed out of the contract. So he had watched and waited. It had been relatively easy to make sure Jenna hadn't discovered any untoward information. After all, the Earl rarely took his family out of Westerly. He'd monitored her activities as best he could with frequent visits. He'd also paid close attention to any change in attitude toward him or Stuart. And now, when he was so close to achieving his objective, the Earl had suddenly decided to take a trip with the Countess and had allowed Jenna to stay in London. He rubbed his jaw in concentration and watched in disgust as Stuart turned to a nearby wall mirror and meticulously checked his appearance. Bloody fop. How had such an insult to manhood sprung from his loins?
Listen to me, boy, he commanded.
Stuart jerked around to face his father again.
I'm listening, sir.
Dudley snorted.
Don't let the Pembury chit out of your sight until the season's end. Is that understood? It is imperative that your marriage take place. I didn't want a chance of turning fickle and fancying herself in love with some other chap. You get me, boy?
I understand, father, but Sebastian won't like it.
Dudley winced as his son's voice grew whiny once more.
Quit snivelling. I don't care what Sebastian likes or doesn't like. Lady Jenna is your intended bride, and as such it is your duty to see her about town.